Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
It is the Lake Show. It's turned out to be a lovely night. And our chance of rain on Friday, it's still there. But earlier in the week, it looked like it was really going to be a tough day. Now there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. We'll have more on that. You heard the weather a moment ago, and we'll have Curtis Schaefer again at 7:30 tonight, but a very pleasant evening around the area. Henry Lake in Vegas, NBA Summer League, Steve Thompson in, Chris Tubbs is our producer. And on July 1, new laws went into effect, or some new laws went into effect, and one that probably got more attention than just about any other new law is the new lane splitting law that went into effect. And we're pleased to be joined by Lieutenant Mike Lee of the Minnesota State Patrol. Mike, good to visit with you tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and let's talk about this new law, because if people have traveled around the country, maybe out in California, I know it was my first experience with lane splitting. I was on the freeway driving downtown to go see an NBA game at Staples Center at the time, and lo and behold, there were motorcycles going by me on the freeway, and it was stop and go traffic. It's LA after all. That was my first experience. Something similar is now legal here in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's right. Like you said, July 1st this year, lane splitting and filtering went into effect. It's legal in Minnesota, but there are stipulations with it. And the biggest thing right now is just the fact that safety is a shared responsibility. Both motorcyclists and people driving cars need to be aware of the law and need to be paying attention.
Yeah, and I suppose this is going to be something that we're all going to need to learn going forward, and that's one of the big reasons we wanted to have you on the show tonight to talk about it. Tell us what the law says, what's legal, what's not. I know traffic needs to be moving slowly, no more than 25 miles an hour is a big key.
Yeah, that's right. So the two big numbers here are 15 miles an hour and 25 miles an hour. So lane splitting is while traffic around you is moving. And just know that the motorcycle can split in between lanes at a speed no more than 25 miles an hour. And then the 15-mile-an-hour rule is you can travel at a speed of 50 miles an hour more than the traffic around you. So if traffic is stopped, then that would be filtering. And then at most you can go is 15 miles an hour. Let's say traffic is going 5 miles an hour around you. You can filter at a max speed of 20 miles an hour.
And it is one of those things where motorists need to be very careful. But in situations like stop-and-go traffic on the freeway, It's another thing you need to keep in mind if you're driving a four-wheel motor vehicle, a car or a truck or a van, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, the safety is a shared responsibility. It's lane sharing. So people who are not in motorcycles and are in the actual lanes of traffic driving a four-wheeled vehicle, you got to pay attention. Put the distractions away. Put the phones away. Tell the kids to quiet down, turn down the radio, and just make sure you're looking at your mirrors and you're aware of your surroundings.
You know, before I went out to L.A. And drove in L.A. for the first time, I kind of read up on it. And certainly I've driven on freeways and stop-and-go traffic and so on and so forth. But I did read about this, and there was no doubt. I was very aware that this could happen. Now, some of the motorcycles were flying by a lot more than 15 miles an hour over. And I suppose from where you sit in law enforcement, that has got to be a concern, that people do follow the law very carefully, because it could be an extremely dangerous maneuver with excess speed.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we don't want motorcyclists to feel like they have to do this law. If you are not skilled enough to execute this safely and properly, just don't do it.
Right.
Or if there's not a really good opportunity, just wait. Sit in traffic like everyone else. But yes, of course, we're worried about, you know, vehicles that or motorcycles that aren't following this law. Laws are in place to ensure, to help mitigate safety risks and dangers so everyone can be on the road safely. It shouldn't be a fear of drivers when they're out there to worry that they're not going to get to their destination safely or be involved in a crash.
Right. Yeah, Lieutenant Mike Lee joining us from the Minnesota State Patrol on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, talking about the new law that went on the books July 1 and lane splitting and lane filtering. So certainly be aware of that. And, you know, it's one of those things that reading about it is something that people should do. And the Department of Public Safety has a good explanation of the law, and the Office of Traffic Safety, and we visited with Mike Hansen many, many times over the years. And this is really a great resource. And I know we've all done our driver's tests and renewed our driver's license, but this would be a good one to read up on and completely understand the law.
Yeah, absolutely. And just understand, if you're on the road, whether you're a motorcyclist or not, it's going to affect you one way or the other. So we want everyone to be aware of the law, know what's legal, what's not. And if you see unsafe driving, whether it's this lane splitting, filtering, or just unsafe driving behavior in general, please feel free to call 911, report that. We will get out there and hopefully have the assistance of local or sheriff's deputies out there to stop this unsafe driving behavior.
Yeah, and you know, Lieutenant Lee, that is a great point. We've talked about it with Mike over the years. If you see someone on the roads who are driving erratically and have the potential to endanger another motorist, that is certainly worthy of a 911 call.
Absolutely. And you're exempt at that point from the hands-free law.
Sure.
You can use your phone to pick up your phone, call 911, report what's going on. Of course, if they're going, you know, over 100 miles an hour, we don't expect you to keep up with them. But, you know, I'll give your location and a description of the vehicle, the license plate if you can, and just let the dispatcher know what you saw.
And we have a lot of road construction going on, and people need to be reminded constantly. The law says you must slow down in road construction zones, and especially when workers are present. The old joke, if you will, there's two seasons really in Minnesota, and that is winter and road construction. And fair enough, but in all seriousness, people need to slow down and be very careful in these construction zones.
It's funny. I was just about to say that, too. And, yeah, we are in the peak of construction season right now.
Yeah.
And you nailed it. please, please slow down and please pay attention. Understand that there's road shifts, lane closures, and people working, large pieces of equipment and machinery out there. So just do whatever you can. And just know the fine is increased. It could go up to $300. That's an excuse if you have extra money laying around. Just, you know, you don't want to be put in that position. And also, just to avoid, hopefully avoid people rushing through areas to get to their destination, we encourage people to use 511mn.org. Summertime, wintertime, it's a great resource. Allows you to plan ahead and not rush through your commute.
Yeah, and on the weekends, we've seen a lot of road closures. We have another big weekend of road closures here in the Twin Cities. I know Jerry Peterson's been talking about it. And we'll have a lot more on that tomorrow, reminding people of the road closures here in the metro area. And we have stories on our website at WCCRadio.com. Another thing that happens in the summer months, and it's prime time, people, boats, campers, trailers of all types. And there's a lot of things to keep in mind. And that is, number one, making sure that your equipment is safe. And I know for years on the weekends, I do a bit with Steve Carney, and we talk about the outdoors and hunting and fishing. But one of the things we get into every year at the spring, or in the spring, is making sure that that trailer is properly maintained. If that boat or that camper has been sitting in the backyard or in a barn or in a storage place, you need to make sure that that vehicle is properly maintained. The tires, the hubs, etc. are good to go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, you're ready to take my job and let people know how to do this safely. you nailed it. It is your responsibility as a driver, the operator of the vehicle, to make sure your equipment is working properly and is safe to be on the road. And it includes everything, the trailer, the tires, the lights, the securements, the actual hookup. And do you have the skills to drive this safely down the road? So these are all factors that, you know, you do it safely, it's going to reduce serious crashes, injuries, and even fatalities.
Yeah, and it is one of those for sure that, you know, taking the time to understand what the law says and safety chains, all of these devices associated with trailering anything. You know, over the years, I've towed a boat from time to time, and I check and double check all those connections and make sure this stuff is working, because I'm sure in your job, You've seen some real nightmares associated with trailers that break loose.
Yeah, and it's, you know, like crashes in general. This is avoidable. It's preventable. It's unnecessary. And I appreciate you emphasizing that. You know, whenever you take a break or a stop, you fuel up, please just walk around the vehicle. Make sure your tie-down straps are tight. Make sure your connections are still working. And do not rely on the electronics in your vehicle. Like in my truck, it says all my lights are working properly, but I still do the test anyway. I walk around my truck when I'm hauling. So, it's the responsibility of the driver. So you don't want to be caught in that position where you could have prevented something and something awful happened.
Lieutenant Mike Lee joining us from the Minnesota State Patrol. And one of the things I wanted to bring up was, whether you have a pickup or you're towing a boat or whatever, making sure that the things in the back of the truck or in the boat or in the trailer are properly secured, because I know some of those unsecured, even a life jacket flying out of a boat at highway speeds can cause chaos behind you.
Yeah, that's right. If part of your load is unsecure and it flies off, that is your fault. You could be cited for that. But hopefully that doesn't result in a crash or some sort of incident behind you, you know, especially if it's a heavier object and it strikes the motorcyclist or the vehicle behind you swerves unexpectedly and crashes into another vehicle. Now you involved two other people who weren't part of your problem before, but they are now.
Yeah, and one other thing before we run out of time, and I want to touch on, and this is an important reminder. You brought up distracted driving, the hands-free law. There's so many things to distract us when we're on the road. And then, of course, it goes without saying, impaired driving. The laws are very clear on both these fronts.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we know there are four major contributing factors to fatalities on Minnesota roadways. It's speeding, it's impaired driving, it's lack of seatbelt use, and it's distracted driving. So right now, we are in what we call the 100 deadliest days. It's between Memorial Day and Labor Day. It's a terrible, terrible title, but it's realistic. These are the times when the roads are most traveled, and these are the times when we see the most fatalities. We're doing whatever we can. We have dedicated enforcement efforts every month. We're collaborating with over 300 agencies to do saturations, to enforce and educate these laws so people can get there safely.
Yeah, and the one thing that I've noticed, in a final thought, I used to have a long commute every day to work from the northern suburbs down to the southern suburbs. Now at my full-time job, I have a really short commute, so I don't spend as much time on the freeways. But when I do, during the week, running an errand, or on the weekend, you know, doing something out and about around the Twin Cities, boy, there's some people that drive fast. And it seems as though, and we've talked to Mike about this a lot in recent years, it seems as though it's almost an epidemic since COVID.
Yeah, and I know that term has been used quite a bit in reference to the outrageous speeds that we see on the roadway.
Oh.
I just want the people to know, like, you're not alone. You're not crazy. We are seeing it too in our fully marked squad cars while we are working on duty, stopping other speeders. It's rampant. We are doing whatever we can to help slow people down and make these roads safe, whether it's education or visible deterrence or doing joint agency saturations. We want these roads safe. I hope people understand that. And I don't want them to feel like we're just standing by and watching it happen.
Well, Mike, we certainly appreciate your work. Once again, Lieutenant Mike Lee of the Minnesota State Patrol, good enough to join us tonight. Thanks so much for the time. Thanks for an update. But we encourage people to go to the Department of Public Safety website and look up this new law that went into effect July 1. Read about it. Understand it, what it says, the lane splitting and lane filtering that became law here in the state in July 1. I think it's super helpful, helped me clearly understand what's going on. So go to the Department of Public Safety website. And by the way, thank you for the time tonight, and have a good weekend.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on here. Please reach out with questions. Thank you.
Yeah, there he is, Lieutenant Mike Lee of the Minnesota State Patrol, joining us here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.